104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DJ Roomba with the show Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. You're welcome to visit us at wjrh.org if you're not already here, or maybe I'll give out the phone number a little later. It's a tradition here. I always say that I will at the beginning of the episode, and then I don't. I want to welcome back all listeners. I'm going to start the show a little bit of a confidence downer. We're going to see how many listeners I have. Come on. It's either two or six. I forget how to read it. I think it's six, so that's exciting. Be sure to check in. Shoot me a text. See, and I will give you a shout out. No requests. I already have the perfect playlist, but I appreciate the energy that you might be bringing. I think I've become a worse radio host in my absence, but you know, I'm really excited to be able to pronounce Portuguese or Brazilian songs in the Portuguese language properly now. I promise not to do it too obnoxiously, but you know, I'm hesitant to listen to my old shows because I was just pronouncing it as if it was Spanish, which is not correct. You know, in that spirit, I'm going to be kicking off this show with a Brazilian song that I really enjoyed during my absence. This one is called A Menina Dança. No, A Menina Dança by Novos Baianos from their 1972 album Acabo Chorare. You know, real pretentious. The song's called, it translates to The Girl Dances by the New Bahians, Bahia being a region in northeastern Brazil, and the album title is Stop Crying or No More Crying. It depends on your translation. In any case, this is regarded as one of the greatest Brazilian albums. Rolling Stone even gave it their number one album, this album. But you know, I'll let you see for yourself. This will be A Menina Dança by Novos Baianos. I hope you enjoy.
Tudo
That was Amanina Danza by Novos Baianos. I find it particularly interesting, quick side note, that it was released on the Brazilian record label Som Livre, translates to Free Sound, which I find to be of particular importance because of the predatory nature of European record companies in Brazil during the era, you know, during these early stages of globalization when it comes to the global, globalization and record labels. Yeah, oftentimes, these companies were giving out, you know, very unfair contracts to the artists that they would find in countries like Brazil, putting a damper on quality because there is a pressure to release an album every year, even when that wasn't what the artist wanted to do. But when you have a Brazilian record company, you get what Rolling Stone again calls number one album in the history of Brazil. Anyway, another note is that the album is called Acabo Chorare. I believe I said this in a show, probably about a year ago, that this means no more crying, and the significance of that is that many Brazilian artists at the time were releasing very somber songs about, not being in love and just sadness, having a girl from Ipanema walk by. Anyway, that song was very excitable and, happy, so it was a strike back at that somber era of Brazilian music. Next up, we have, in very Neil fashion, a little song from Stevie Wonder. It's from his 1970 album, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. This one is called I Gotta Have a Song. Gotta Have a Song, Stevie Wonder. Not a lot of research possible on that song. I made a valiant effort. What I did come up with was that it was covered by Jeff Beck, the Jeff Beck Group, in 1972. I found it to be an interesting cover, but lacked the soul of the original. Would recommend giving it a listen, though, just, to have a voracious musical appetite. Next up, I have a song from Blood Orange featuring Diddy and Tayshi from his 2018 album Negro Swan. This track has a gorgeous music video that I would recommend you watch. I'll mention that Blood Orange is like very, has a very minor part in this song. I don't know, it leaves it mostly to Tayshi with a verse from Diddy about halfway to three quarters of the way through. I certainly hope that you enjoy it. Here is Hope by Blood Orange. We're still back at it, the same as always. Here is Hope from Blood Orange. That was Hope by Blood Orange, Tayshi, and Diddy. I did a lot of research to make sure that I didn't play that on the show before. If anybody disagrees, please let me know. I'm blanking on my other fact for that song. But in any case, we're going to move on to another one of these great tracks that I found. So the breakdown of this episode is as follows. I picked a song from every month that I was not here, starting in June, and continuing up to this January, and including this month, February. A couple songs got double duty, but, you know, works out to about a proper standard WJRH playlist, lasts about an hour. So we're slowly moving through, the months and what music that I've truly, truly enjoyed this in my hiatus. I think we're still, I'd say, July, August territory at this point. To those summery vibes, I'll say, we're going to have the song Sweet Virginia Breeze, or Sweet VA Breeze. It's how it's written out from Drom, his 2016 album Big Baby Drom. He, on October 22nd, 2016, tweeted, "Sweet VA Breeze is my favorite song that I have ever made." Tweeted, approximately 6 months before an ungrateful Lafayette College audience would complain that his performance at the Kirby Sports Center was not hype enough. It doesn't always have to be hype, Lafayette College. He had a great performance, even if he was under the influence while performing. I thought it was an enjoyable concert. And this was one of the best songs he played. It's perhaps his best song, period. Why don't you let me know what you think? Here's Sweet VA Breeze.
Oh, first time we came in together.
Sweet Virginia Breeze by Drum. That song interpolates the official Virginia State song, also titled Sweet Virginia Breeze, by Steve Bassett and Robert Thompson. Just thought you should know. Next up, we have a song from Beyoncé, specifically from her 2019 live album, Homecoming, featuring her set at Coachella, but also features a couple bonus tracks, one of which is a cover of the 1982 Maze and Frankie Beverly track, Before I Let Go. Now, this song, I gotta tell you, this cover especially is a certified bop, and I have to make sure every listener is prepared. I listen to the song for every day for a very long time, and I stopped listening it only to, you know, preserve its sanctity as an excellent track. At this point, I've certainly hyped it up too much, but it's a song that I feel very strongly about as being good, and I certainly hope that listeners agree. Next up, as you know, Before I Let Go by Beyoncé.
Swag the right, surf the left, work the middle till it hurt a little.
That was Beyonce with Before I Let Go, something that I heard, hope you enjoyed, as I said. Frankie Beverly, when he found out that this song had been covered by Beyonce, said, and I quote, this is one of the high points of my life. This is in a class of its own. He said it made him feel, quote, bigger than ever. I feel like I have a huge smash out there. The power of Beyonce, ladies and gentlemen. And to totally kill the mood after that vibrant, bouncy, amazing track, we're going to kill it totally with a track from Mitski's 2016 album Puberty 2. It's a track called Happy, Pitchfork's best new track circa May 4th, 2016. They wrote that it's the most ominous song named Happy. Anyway, here's to kill the mood. Happy, Mitski, a 2016 album. My Westchester-based listeners might find it interesting that that album by Mitski was recorded at 112 West Boston Post Road, Mamaroneck, New York. now home to the budding Buddhist or budding Buddha. Children's yoga studio. It was closed a couple of days. Acme Studios used to be there, closed down a couple of years ago. For reference, it's just like on the main drag in Mamaroneck, two blocks south of the Miller's Toy Store, about three or four blocks south of the train tracks. The train tracks being a central part of that song, that those noises at the end. Mitski spent a long time in the studio, like messing around with different bass and drum noises to replicate the sound of train tracks, and with that, the finality of someone leaving, in this case, somebody she's interested in, who she calls Happy, as a metaphor for happiness, just generally, pretty deep. And those sounds are meant to replicate the train tracks that were so close to the studio where she recorded that. This right here is the insight you're not getting anywhere else. And at the half hour, I just want to give you a quick reminder that, just in case you need to know where, just a reminder of where to get this unparalleled insight, these Westchester hot takes, and the great tunes. I want to give you a reminder that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been and continues to be Shock Me Like an Electric Needle, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Give us a visit online. Check out our archives at WJRH.org. And next up, and we're getting perilously close to February, you know, in the timeline of these songs. This one's, I believe, a little out of order. And here it kind of gets kind of freeform, but this is a track from the 2019 Catronata album. It came out in December, and this, I happen to believe, is its standout track. It's called What You Need, featuring Charlotte Day Wilson, who you may know from me playing her on the show in the past, on the track In Your Eyes from Bad Bad Not Good's 2016 album 4. And I thought that this was a really, really excellent track, despite its poor, its meaningless lyrics, which is a systemic problem when it comes to Catronata. But in any case, the chord progression. Oh, baby. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
What You Need, Catronata, Charlotte Day Wilson. Do we have any more insights on that bad boy? Yeah, no, but I mean, really, just I could listen to that chord progression all day, and I have since it's since Bubba's release, Bubba being the name of the album, on December 13th, 2019. There's a track on the album Go DJ, which former President Obama put on his, his best songs of 2019 playlist, which was exciting for Catronata. He posted about his excitement for that honor. And next up, just to flex on everybody that I went abroad, hashtag abroad, it changed me significantly. We're going to play a song from Miriam Makeba, one of the most famous South African musicians, and just keep it classic with the song Pata Pata, which people know, people might know as the clicking song or the click song, because it is performed mostly in the, and I'm not going to click, but they, well, maybe, no, it's the Xhosa language. There's a click there at the beginning that I will not attempt to do. I have enough trouble with Portuguese and Spanish as it is. But anyway, this is a track from 1967, and Pata Pata translates to touch touch in the Xhosa language. Hope you enjoy it. Pata Pata from Miriam Makeba. Look at us. We got only 18 minutes left. And at that point, listeners, we've a friend and I have prepared possibly the greatest two-hour block of radio programming this fine radio station has seen in a long, long time. Tuesday evenings, 9 to 10, Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. 10 to 11, well, it's most certainly got to be Jordy B and the Funky Bunch, which typically does not have a Funky Bunch there. But my good friend Jordan Brosmer will be doing the show directly after me. I don't know if that's the case this week. I mentioned it to him, but in any case, you got a lot to be excited for until about mid-May. Maybe, I mean, he and I will be here until the end of May, so I'll be ensuring that he does a radio show, because he also has a very good taste in music, even though he can't listen right now because he's in class. I'll be somebody please forward my compliments to him. Thanks. All right, next up, we have a track from Gorillaz and their 2010 classic Plastic Beach. This is actually the title track, Plastic Beach. Notable not only for being a bop, but also for featuring Paul Simonon, or I hope I pronounced that right, and Mick Jones, reuniting the Clash, the bassist and guitarist, respectively, of the Clash, on a track that is excellent, that I truly, truly enjoy, and that I hope you share. And I hope that you share that enjoyment with me. Here it is.
Thank you.
Plastic Beach, featuring Mick Jones and Paul Simonon. Yeah, I mean, that's all there is to say, especially because, again, some of these songs, I try my best to do research, and I fail. And it's part of the ups and downs of this radio show, and perhaps life in general, that, you know, sometimes you fail, and, you know, you share that with the people who listen to your radio show. In any case, next up, we have a track from 2018 that I just found out is from 2018. It's called Those Years Are Over by the Shala Das, the album Love in the Wind. I was caught totally off guard because this song not only sounds like it's from the 60s, the album art is very 60s-esque, and there's a record label from Brooklyn called Daptone Records, which you may know from being behind the Charles Bradley albums, as well as Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. So all these, you know, musical groups from today that, you know, really have a much older sound. And I was just caught totally off guard. And I hope to have enlightened you. Perhaps I should have done an experiment and figured out if you would have thought it was an older song, but I trust you will. Here is Those Years Are Over.
Those years are over. Don't worry, baby. Those years are over.
the Shangha Das, a family band from Staten Island. The father, Bill, with his three sons, Will, Paul, and Carmine. They're the band. They are they comprise the Shangha Das. Their last name is Schalda, S-C-H-A-L-D-A-S. And they use that. They made a play on that to call themselves the Shangha Das. Wow. All right. We have one more track. And this one, let me tell you, I have been listening to it all day, or perhaps twice a day for the last month or so. The bass line speaks to me on a level songs rarely do. This one, it's stuck in my head all the time. I even shared it on my Instagram story, you know, avoiding Instagram etiquette, because nobody really wants to see that unless you're a tastemaker like I am. In any case, here is Can't Keep Checking My Phone from Unknown Mortal Orchestra and their 2015 album, Multilove. You're going to enjoy this.
Check it.
That was Can't Keep Checking My Phone by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, 2015 album Multilove. As I said before, I am currently being recorded on what appears to be Tracy Kurdziel's Snapchat story. Quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio East in Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. We now see whether or not Jordy and the Funky Bunch show up for the show at 10. I don't think so, but might be worth staying tuned to see if you can find any more good tunes in the hour to come. I want to thank all 9 to 10 of my listeners. I think we're at 9 right now. Very, very appreciative. Tracy is laughing at me. I really appreciate being alone down here so I can be ridiculous in peace. And anyway, I got some great tracks for you next week, and perhaps for the next 13 weeks after that as well. I thank you for your time this evening, and hope to broadcast to you next week as well.